This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for joining us today. 222-6397 is our phone number. He's Scott Petoniak. I'm Dan Burrell. And with us to talk about yesterday's Masters Golf Tournament, Jordan Spieth's big victory, is Michael Collins from ESPN.com. Michael, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. Thank you for having me on. Driving home from the Masters. And the only disappointment that I'm feeling is that I didn't win the media lottery, so I didn't get to play today. And it didn't rain or thunderstorm on all the knuckleheads who were lucky enough to win. 4 years I entered the lottery. 4 years that I win. Yes, I'm bitter. And yes, I'm a crybaby about it because I ain't never got to play Augusta National.
Maybe next year. There's always wait until next year, right, Michael?
Yeah, I feel the same way that players feel when they hear that, too. You just want to shut up. I'm just bitter and mad. You're just mad.
Maybe you should tank harder. Maybe it seems to work for the 76ers.
Well, that's the thing. And, well, you're talking to a guy who's born and raised in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So it's going to be a very tough year for Philadelphia sports fans. But this is the thing. So for 4 years, I did everything perfect. Took my hat off every time that I walked into the clubhouse and the media center, dressed really, really nice. Next year, I'm going ghetto style. I'm going to have, like, I'm going to be dressed like I'm ready to do a rap video. Maybe if I anger them enough, they'll be like, all right, look, if we let you play, will you promise never to dress like this again? All right, now we got to see it.
Well, Michael, if on Thursday before the first guy teed off, I had said, I'm giving you Phil Mickelson 14 under for the tournament. You probably would like those odds, right? If that was going to happen, that he would be getting that green jacket.
Yeah, 14 under. Yeah, you would have gotten a lot of money out of my bank account at that right there, at that call at 14 under and stuff. But I'm one of those guys too that, like I said, I told you about how the weather was going to be a factor in making that course really long, but also really soft. So Jordan Spieth was the biggest benefactor to that, even though he's not one of the longest guys off the tee.
What can you tell us about Jordan? I mean, obviously we got a little glimmer last year when he finished, you know, second at the Masters. But I mean, this kid just seemed so together, so unflappable, so mature beyond his years throughout this tournament.
The thing about it, first of all, give that kid the superhero outfit and the cape, because he is the USA and American dream hero for our golfing future when it comes to who's going to try and take down Rory McIlroy as world number one. And everything about this kid is real. Like, it's not an act. What you see on TV and the way he talks and his humility, that is really who he is. And believe me, I hung out with him off the golf course. So, like, this kid is for real, and he's the dream. The only problem with him is he's not polarizing. Like, there's no way. If you hear from someone who says, you know, I really don't like Jordan Spieth, you're like, okay, well, then you're the jerk. Because that means you got a problem, and you're probably like a troll on the side if you think something's wrong with this kid. He doesn't overpower golf courses, but he's the smartest guy out there when it comes to playing a course correctly, taking what the course gives. But then when he gets into trouble, his short game is stupid. It's just so – I said it before. On Saturday, after he made that double bogey on the 17th hole, he hits an okay drive on 18 and hits a horrible iron shot. Short-sided, up in the crowd. He's got no chance whatsoever. None. This kid hits a flop shot that a 30-year-old that already had four other majors couldn't pull off. And then he drained a 5-foot putt. I mean, it was just, as soon as he made that putt, first, the putt had no chance of missing. There was nowhere it was going to go but the middle of the hole. And as soon as it went in, he could have turned to the camera and did the Vince Carter dunk contest. It's over. It's over. Like, it was one of those moments.
We're talking with Michael Collins, ESPN.com golf analyst. You know, are you like us where you kind of get sick of everybody all of a sudden now trying to pull out the anointing oils and trying to say that, hey, we have the next Tiger Woods or whomever at this point?
That drives me so crazy when people say, is he the next? And they were saying that with Rory. Is Rory the next Tiger?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, he's the first Rory. You know what? Tiger wasn't the next Jack. He was the first Tiger. There's no such thing. Like, it's a cute thing to say from people who don't understand sports the way that you should understand sports. There's no such thing as the next. All it is the now. Who's the now? That's the world we live in, is who's the now? Is Rory McIlroy the now? Yes. Is Jordan Spieth the now? Yes. Could they be amazing golfers in the future? Could they be someone that we look back at and go, man, how lucky were we that we got to live through and see these dudes live? Yes, they could be that. But right now, to play the speculation game, you think Jordan can catch Jack's record? That's stupid to even ask. Just because we've already, and that's from same people who haven't learned their lesson. Like, yeah, Tiger could beat Jack's record as long as he doesn't get hurt and have any crazy personal problems.
Right. You gave your grades, and obviously Jordan gets the A+. Tiger, you gave a B to, and you mentioned in here that when healthy, he can still compete at an extremely high level even after being gone for a while. If he's going to win major number 15, this is the most likely place for it to happen. Elaborate on that.
Well, every other major that we play has rough. So the way that he has been scattering it off the tee and not hitting crisp second shots all the time in the green, his short game is good, and it's great that it's back, but it's not going to save him in a major, especially a U.S. Open. I mean, is there a chance that he could play well at St. Andrews this year? Yes, there's a chance. The problem is, if he starts missing driver over there, he puts himself into bunkers and sand traps that you'll need a Sherpa to come get you out of.
How seriously do you think he really hurt himself on that one, I think it was the ninth hole, where he hit the root in the trees?
Well, he did make an eagle on 13. And it's just one of those moments, as soon as he was on camera, and they go, you know, how does it feel? Your wrist okay? Oh, I popped a bone out and some cartilage popped out, but I popped it back in, so I'm all right. Okay, Dr. Quinn, medicine, take it easy. Like, why would you say something that stupid? Because all you do is make people shake your head. You know what it reminded me of? You guys remember the old show In Living Color?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you remember the character that Keenan Ivory Wayne used to play? The guy who was in jail? And he thought he was educated because he just would find these big words, but then he would put them together and they wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
That's pretty much what Tiger, every time he starts talking physio, it's like, yeah, see what had happened was when you create the dynamic of explosiveness, it activates my glutes. And in doing so, pushes forward the fallopian tube into my fist, which then activates bone movement, and I can push the bone back in according to the cartilageology. You know what I'm saying? No one knows what you're saying because it's ridiculous.
Speaking of Lefty here, you gave him an A for amazing. And you pointed out here, Michael, that three straight rounds in the 60s, and who knows? There might still be a small light of hope for the U.S. Open this year in his completing the career Grand Slam.
Yes, I mean, there's going to be hope with Phil now because of how well that he played. The only thing that I'm really thinking about now is Phil Mickelson in the U.S. Open are like Greg Norman and the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at some point, something horrific is going to happen to take it away from him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news for him is we're going to Chambers Bay, where no one really has a lot of experience there, except, of course, Jordan Spieth's caddy, who caddied there a whole bunch, which is not necessarily the dude that you need to be the guy with experience when Phil's trying to win his first U.S. Open. But, you know, with the confidence Phil's going to have now, and he can really focus on the U.S. Open because of how well he played this week at the Masters, I think it's justified that there should be hope. This is the best we've seen Phil play in almost 2 years, a year and a half, since he's really had a chance to win a golf tournament. So now it's like, all right, Phil, don't waste it and just, you know, go straight to Krispy Kreme because you didn't win yet.
He actually, speaking of Krispy Kreme, he actually looked in better shape than he's looked in a while.
He looked pretty ripped.
He lost 40 pounds over the offseason.
That'll
so
do
now,
it.
Actually, yeah, this medium shirt that he wears actually fit now. Which they didn't. Like, he wore them before, but they didn't really fit right. You know, he's like, "Phil, you're not showing your guns off because your gun's not supposed to be flapping when it's windy." But all right, whatever. Wear the shirt if you have to. That's all they sent you. You know, completely honest, and he really tried to keep this out of the media, is that he was never 100% healthy last year. And that extra weight kind of, it didn't help him when it came to, you know, his arthritis. It exacerbated it to the point where, I mean, there was plenty of times where he probably shouldn't have played. Now that he has lost all that weight, he's really feeling healthy and doesn't have the same problems that he was having before. But also, the other thing about losing a lot of weight that people don't understand is your golf swing changes. If you're used to swinging around the belly and now your belly's gone, your swing's not going to be the same because your mind is going, okay, here's what my swing's supposed to be, but where's that thing that was making it do that?
We're talking with Michael Collins from ESPN.com. So speaking of lefty, and, you know, we mentioned Tiger earlier, are the young stars that are on the rise in golf, are they going to prevent guys like Lefty and Tiger from winning other majors, or are Tiger and Lefty, their performances themselves, going to prevent them from winning more majors down the road?
No, it's going to be so much harder now for Tiger and Phil to win majors because these kids aren't scared, and Jordan Spieth proved it. See, here's the thing. When you look at Tiger and people talk about, see, he's going to come back and win a major. Remember, Tiger got beat by Y.E. Yang because Y.E. Yang shot under par on Sunday. Well, when's the last time that someone didn't shoot par or under par at a major on a Saturday and a Sunday? The guys who can't do it anymore, Tiger and Phil, because they didn't have to. Tiger especially. Tiger's the greatest defensive golfer the world has ever seen because on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday he could shoot par, Sunday he could shoot par, maybe even one over, but he had distanced himself so far on Thursday and Friday that's all he needed ever to do, and he was the best at it. Well, after Y.E. Yang took him down, all these young kids now are like, I can shoot two under on Saturday and one under on Sunday, why not? If that's all I really need to do, and now they're going out and doing it, and it's the Tigers and the Phils, they're the ones that going, well, wait, I don't know how to play that way. Everyone else has always had to be aggressive and were never successful at it. Well, now they are successful at it, and I'm the one that's not. So these young kids that are coming out, they're ready to go and win right now, and they are not scared. Or the best way to put it is, it'd be like a boxer. Now, if Tiger Woods is Mike Tyson and Y.E. Yang is golf's Buster Douglas, it's just like Mike Tyson goes into the ring after losing to Y.E. Yang, and the next dude that gets in the ring bumps him on the shoulder. And you're like, and Tyson's looking at him like, what? Hold up. You're not scared of me? No, I ain't scared of you. And that's how all these younger golfers are looking at Tiger now. So I ain't scared of you. Let me see what your A game is, because I bet mine's better.
Michael, speaking of young guys, we forget sometimes Rory McIlroy is still only 25. I mean, he's a guy who's getting ready to go into the prime of his golfing career. He had two great rounds to finish up here, 68 and 66. You said that you know, this is maybe the kind of weekend memory that could catapult him to a victory here, because as we talked last week, this is the only thing missing from that very, very rare career Grand Slam for him.
think about it. He shot 68 and 66 on Saturday at the Masters and now has the other three major championships with no pressure whatsoever to have people asking him about the career Grand Slam. He's got a full year before anyone starts asking him about the Masters again and completing the career Grand Slam. Well, he's already got one U.S. Open in his back pocket. He's got two PGA championships in his back pocket, and he's got an Open championship in his back pocket. He's playing with house money, and he just shot an amazing weekend. So everyone's got to be looking at the next couple majors going, okay, here we go. Jordan Spieth versus Rory McIlroy for the next three majors coming down the stretch. Like, anybody who says they got a problem with that, you know what? Just go and jump out the window. If you don't like golf, jump out the window.
Outstanding. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you again down the road, man.
Anytime. And see, remember, they play golf tournaments every week.
No, I
don't have
to
just wait until the majors to call me. We can chat anytime. And now you know that I'm a Philly fan. If y'all want to call and hear my depression throughout the year with the Phillies now, holler at your boy because, you know, I'm not drinking their – I ain't drinking their Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. You know, being here near the Buffalo area, we get it. So we understand your pain in some regard. So
yeah, Buffalo and the Flyers are both going to be playing Xbox in about 3 days.
Yeah,
that's right.
So thank you so much, Michael. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.